Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that we all have in common in this room is that we love to laugh, but did you know that there's some truth to the saying that laughter is the best medicine?
All right.
Actually, there's a lot of benefits.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The top 10 benefits of laughter. With the catastrophic snow event we suffered through, note sarcasm, I thought maybe, just maybe, today's the day. A security guard asked me how my day was going after coming back in from a poison pleasure break. I told her it would be a lot better if I saw someone bite it on the icy sidewalks. That would make me laugh. Instead, I carry on my shoulders the bitter disappointment of nary a slip and fall. But you know what? I have hope.
Thing is, he's not lying.
No, he's not.
No, he's told me yesterday, I told the security guard, and I'm like, man, I didn't see anyone slip and fall, and that would have been awesome. That is actually a true story. Just for a little pick-me-up.
Just to make his day a little brighter, yeah. Damn it. Come on, help the guy out. So there's some surprising benefits of laughing. Bottom of the list, they say it costs absolutely nothing. It's free. Make yourself and others feel good with a free laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
It just... yeah, find whatever it is that makes you laugh. Number 9, it feels like eating 2,000 chocolate bars. According to the British Dental Health Foundation, a smile gives the same level of stimulation as eating 2,000 chocolate bars.
Damn.
The results were found after scientists measured brain and heart activity in volunteers as they were shown pictures of smiling people and given money and chocolate.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, look, I did it Saturday, and I feel like I do it every time I go to a comedy show. Like, I should just go to more.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's just fun. You're sitting there laughing. And obviously, you got to know who the comic is, which you're going to get into. But
sure.
Maybe. My wife also dragged me out to, it was probably 2 years ago. And sorry, I do not remember the guy's name, but apparently he's a local comic. He had toured a little bit. May have had a special. I don't know. I didn't even recognize his name. But she said he's playing at, the place under the crocodile. Madame.
Tussauds.
Not Madame Tussauds. That's bad. The wax play. But right, the Madame.
Yep.
Something. Anyway, we went in there. It holds maybe 200 people. So it's not like this massive crowd. They had three different comics.
Madame Luz.
Some were funnier than others, but like we smiled. Even if you're not uproariously laughing, you're kind of smiling.
Yeah.
Right? And when we left, like we're in a great mood. And I'm like, I've never heard of any of them, but.
It's a common misconception with stand-up comedy is that it has to be laugh out loud funny. No, it's great when it is, but it's watching to be amused.
That's it. If you smile the whole time.
Right.
That is good.
And you know what? Living walking distance to Tacoma Comedy Club, I should go in there more.
You should, honestly.
Pop in and see what we got going
on. Why not?
There's a comedian I like, Tony Baker, right? And I saw him down in Tacoma at the Super Funny Comedy Club.
Yeah.
He came out there and was just riffing on Tukwila for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you're laughing.
Just right. What a weird name, the Tukwila. And to this day, me and my buddy Sean say it all the time. Like, it was awesome.
Hell yeah.
It sounds like the gulag. Hey, man, I did 10 years in the Tukwila.
Top 10 benefits of laughter. Number 8, you live longer. According to some recent research published in the Archives of General Psychiatry, elderly optimistic people, those who expected good things to happen rather than bad things, were less likely to die than pessimists.
Yep, that's for sure.
There you go. It's just kind of one of those positive headspaces.
Well, yeah, sometimes like being a pessimist can be self-fulfilling. Being an optimist 100%. Can be self-fulfilling.
You fight illness better. People who are optimistic have stronger immune systems and are actually able to fight off illness better than pessimists.
Cold.
Exactly.
You stand no chance here.
I mean, it makes sense if you're miserable and don't like stuff that, like, maybe your life might be a little shorter.
Yeah, 100%.
It's almost like the universe is doing you a favor. Like, look,
right?
We've tried, right? I mean, you just you don't see
nothing to help you,
like,
man.
Just go.
But that's something. Look, it's bad stuff happens to everybody.
Sure,
100%.
Right? So there's certain situations you might be at, like, listen, getting better. That's pest. But like overall, it's like you can't just sit around in a cloud with the rain on you.
100%.
Not everything is bad.
You know, there's something to be said for giving those bad thoughts in that darkness its day, and then after a while, you gotta just not live there anymore.
No. Yeah, like, I joke around with Danny V about the emo stuff, and I'm not that sad. He's like, you don't have to say that joke every... But I get, they're having fun. But it's like, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek that they're sad, right? They're obviously having a blast at emo night.
Absolutely.
Well, every comedian that's worth a crap is... The reason they're funny is because they've used humor to deflect
bad
things that have gone on in their life.
Right.
It's kind of a necessary evil.
How do I take this horrible thing in my life and make it bearable?
And make it so that I can laugh at it.
I'll laugh at it, right. How many jokes I've made to get through 2019? Hell yeah, man. Social benefits of laughter. Laughter is contagious, so if you bring more laughter into your life, you can most likely help others around you laugh more.
If you cannot stop laughing, inevitably, even people that do not know what you're laughing about start laughing.
Hell yes!
Yeah. There's sometimes in here, especially with Thrill and I, we will look at each other. We won't say the joke out loud, but
because
we'll start
laughing. Because
it's
probably not radio appropriate.
Right, and then somebody will text me like, I was laughing as you guys were laughing. Can you tell me what it was about? I go, no.
No,
we absolutely cannot.
Glad you were laughing.
And I will say, I've done plenty in my short 34 years of living. I don't think there's anything that has made me happier than making people laugh.
It's great.
When I can actually be there and I land a joke and it makes somebody laugh, gut laugh, it is one of the greatest joys that I ever
had. When it's voluntary.
Yes, 100%.
And it is voluntary.
You get somebody to do a spit take?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just you're just sitting around a table, BSing with your buddies, and somebody does a spit take. I was like, oh, I got him.
And the best is when you don't even mean it. It's just something that you say, and it just catches them right, man. It is the best. It'll change your perspective. Again, we're talking about the benefits of laughter. Researchers found that our response to stressful events can be altered by whether we view something as a threat or a challenge. Humor can give us a more lighthearted perspective and help us view events as challenges, thereby making them less threatening and more positive.
That's why I will not fight someone who laughs when it gets to them. You want to go? And you're like, yeah, man, I do it. And they're like, I'm like, okay, this is comedy to them. This is hilarious, the idea that I'm going to do something to them. I'm going to go ahead and sit down.
Fighting the Joker over here. It gives you a positive frame of mind. Laughter brings the focus away from negative emotions. What? Making you more cheerful and putting you through a positive frame of mind, much like what Miles said, deflecting and finding a different way around it.
What if you're someone, and I don't know that I've met this person, who, like, you're always sad, but sadness makes you laugh?
Oh. Damn.
Right. I've had a horrible day. I don't know what it is.
I mean, sometimes I will laugh in very bad situations just because it's just a response. Okay. I don't know. Right. All right. Like, it's not funny. It's funny that we're even having this conversation.
My son, he doesn't so much now, but when he was super younger, his nervous response was laughter. And you got to piece it together and understand who your kid is. He's like 5 years old, so he did whatever a five-year-old does to get in trouble. It's not the end of the world, but I'm admonishing him, right? But when I'm looking at him, he's just like, right? So, like, my anger, but, you know, like, you think this is funny? And he's like, no. And there's sincerity on his face. Like, I don't. So I start up again.
Nervous laughter, man.
And I'm like, so I walked up to my wife. I'm like, I can't. Because I know he's laughing because he's nervous, but on the other hand, when you're angry and someone's laughing at you,
you get angrier.
So I'm just like, I just had to leave. It is ridiculous.
Hey, I did it years ago when I got arrested. The cop goes, I don't know why you're laughing. Is it funny? And I was like, because I'm effed.
Right.
He's like, what? I was like, I am not saying anything, and you're going to screw me over tonight. And he's like, yeah.
Damn.
That's exactly right.
That's like, it was dead. So I was like, all right, so that's why I'm laughing, because I am in a bad spot.
I'm screwed.
I need help.
Yeah. The physical release. Have you ever felt like you had to laugh where you'd cry? Have you ever experienced the cleansing feeling after a good laugh? Laughter provides a physical and emotional release.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting when you feel really sad about something and something unexpected makes you laugh. We're at my grandmother's funeral. It was years and years and years ago. My aunt is sitting in front of my brother and I in the pews. And my grandmother, man, it's sad. It's heavy. And all these people you've known your entire life are speaking on her behalf. Well, she had a friend who's about 30 years older than her, which made this one about 92 years old. And she's going to come out and sing whatever frickin' hymn she's going to sing. And she sounded exactly the way you expect a 92-year-old woman to sound. And so she started singing. My brother and I just looked at each other, and it was hysterical, but we can't laugh, all right? But the thing that made it worse is my aunt's mother, devastated, She turned around and gave us one of those looks, and just like, what the? And we were done, man. I'm like, yeah. I know it's a sad occasion, and I'm not laughing about what it is, but and this woman just wouldn't shut up. She just, we're like, oh my God, this is one of the funniest things I've seen in the worst moment.
Oh, criminy. And then this is the number one benefit of laughter. Can manage your hormones. Laughter reduces
I'm not getting laid. This is great.
Right. I'm so happy.
It's so funny. I think I have a chance.
Laughter reduces the level of stress hormones, but it increases the level of health-enhancing hormones. Laughter increases the number of antibody-producing cells and enhances the efficiency of T cells. All this means a stronger immune system as well as fewer physical effects of stress.
I actually have Mr. T cells.
Mr. T cells.
Hey, get out of my body. Come on, man. Time to get it for work.
I will admit, I mean, stuff seems hilarious after sex sometimes.
You're in such a good mood.
Right.
Steven.